Now, significant challenges to hospital capacity with severe pressure on non-COVID care could be just weeks away as a result of the latest wave of COVID-19 infections, according to the HSE. With small but increasing numbers of people requiring hospitalisation due to the virus, the HSE says overall case numbers are, and I quote, increasing rapidly, and a proportion will inevitably require hospitalisation. There were 91 COVID cases in hospital last night. That compares to 60 around the same time last week. 30% of those cases, though, are accounted for by just two hospitals, Mayo University Hospital in Castlebar and Letterkenny Hospital in Donegal. We're joined now by Anne O'Connor, Chief Operations Officer with the HSE. A very good afternoon to you, Anne O'Connor.
Hello, Brian.
Perhaps I can ask you in a moment about the situation in Castlebar and Letterkenny, but overall, what is the situation? What's the latest in terms of hospitalisations? And what are your concerns for the next number of weeks?
Well, Brian, as of this morning, we had 89 people in our acute hospitals who were COVID positive. Now, that's down from 101 yesterday morning and 20 of those in ICU. But our hospitals are very busy. And I think it's important to say that on any given day, they are exceptionally busy with people turning up at our emergency departments and with people coming in for often long awaited procedures or scheduled care activity. And I think our challenge as COVID numbers go up is that balance between our normal business and bear in mind that we've had a lot of cancellations in the last year for people, exacerbated by the recent cyber attack, where people have had procedures cancelled maybe two or three times at this stage. So we're very anxious to get people in for those very important procedures and balance that with unscheduled care attendances, which are a lot higher than they were last year too. I mean, if you look at this morning, we had nearly 670 people in our emergency departments at 8 o'clock this morning. So we're just busy across the board. And what COVID, what the increase in COVID numbers does is drives, a very particular type of activity where we have our COVID pathways in operation anyway. But I mean, the number hasn't jumped hugely in the last couple of days. It has grown since last week. But it is a concern for us when we look at the broader picture in terms of that increasing number of people who are testing positive. We know now that the positivity rate in the community is about 9%. And we have seen in every surge so far that that higher community transmission rate will drive more hospital admissions. Notwithstanding the vaccination programme, which has been hugely successful.
Yeah, well, that's the big difference, obviously, with this wave compared to our previous waves. Large numbers of people now are fully vaccinated. So what sort of daily case numbers, and we had something over 1,000 yesterday, somewhat more in previous days, but what sort of level of case numbers would cause you real concern in the HSE and in hospitals around the country that the numbers presenting for care in hospital could be reaching levels that you've described as challenging and putting severe pressure on other services?
I think there's a couple of different factors to that in terms of the question there, Brian. Yes, if you look at the last 24 hours, we had 16 admissions of people who were COVID positive. Now, there's a few key differences this time in terms of, for example, the age profile. In the earlier surges, we saw a lot of older people, far frailer people being admitted to hospital. And we're seeing a greater spread in terms of age groups now of people who are coming into hospital COVID positive. And I should say that not everybody who's being admitted to hospital is being admitted because they are COVID positive. They could well be admitted for another reason and just happen to be COVID positive as well. But I think, you know, for us in terms of managing our hospitals, it's all about patient flow. So we have a certain number of beds. We have 11,000 inpatient beds, 2,000 day case beds. And when they fill up, we have a problem because we can't admit more people. Now, today we have, you know, we've about 223 beds available, which is a bit better, but that's because we're doing a lot of the regular activity as well.
What about Letterkenny and Castlebar? I know that there have been higher than average, national average numbers in parts of in Donegal and parts of the northwest, but in Mayo, is there a hospital outbreak there? Is that what accounts for the significant numbers in that particular hospital?
Yes, there is. So we have an outbreak in Mayo Hospital that is driving about 20 of those cases, 16 cases among patients there. And in general, when you look, as I said earlier, in terms of the higher community transmission rate in the northwest, that will drive more admissions into Letterkenny. And we saw that in previous surges as well. That area was significantly impacted. But the outbreak in Mayo does account for 16 of those cases. And again, that puts a significant pressure. Mayo is a very busy hospital. So having that number of COVID positive people in hospital puts a very significant demand on the services there.
We've had reports of what are described as breakthrough cases, people who have been fully vaccinated but still contract the virus. Are those sort of cases turning up in our hospitals here yet?
They are, yes. So in the general population, in terms of people testing positive who are vaccinated, that number is rising from 7% on Sunday to 10% yesterday. Within our hospital services, in terms of admitted patients, it's about 1 in 5 in terms of people who are admitted and with COVID who are vaccinated. So that is our current data. I suppose it'll be interesting to see if that goes up. In other jurisdictions, it's a higher number. But for us, at this minute, it's about 1 in 5.
Yeah. Nevertheless, the vaccination programme is moving ahead. I think over the last 7 days, Ireland had the fastest rollout of vaccinations, I'm correct in saying, anywhere in the world. Does that mean that we're well on target to have the entire adult population at least offered vaccination by the end of August?
Yeah, so I think, you know, as you say, we have had huge success with our vaccination program. We have always said that our single limit really in terms of vaccinating the population was the supply. And it's great now that that supply has increased for us to be able to align that with our capacity to vaccinate. But you're right. I mean, we have a very kind of significant progress in terms of the numbers of people who are now fully vaccinated in the community. And I think that, you know, we will continue to vaccinate. Our portal is now open for the 25 to 29 year olds, with the 18 to 24 year olds now having an option to opt in for AstraZeneca. Mm-hmm. So we are continuing, and this week we hope to do, you know, between 300 and 350 thousand vaccinations again. So it is rolling out at a very significant pace. And I think for us, in terms of just the management of, you know, people's, I suppose, our services, that's hugely important, because the vaccine has transformed the disease progression. So even for people who are admitted to hospital who are vaccinated, their outcomes are better, Brian. So they're not becoming as sick. And, you know, that is a really positive thing.
Indeed. Anne O'Connor, Chief Operations Officer with the HSE. Thank you for talking to us.